We head to Delaware, where a facility is creating the state's first elder abuse sanctuary. WHYY's Chris Barish has the story.
Felicia Alderson runs the Kutz Senior Living Campus north of Wilmington. She calls elder abuse an escalating crisis that too often goes unreported.
Normally, it's someone the victim knows. It's a child. It's a spouse. It's a grandchild. And they're embarrassed that their family would do this to them, so they don't want to say anything. Or they're afraid that if they tell, what's going to happen to them? Where are they going to go? They need that person to take care of them so that they can stay in their home.
So Kutz is working with other long-term care centers statewide to allocate housing for victims who need a safe space.
They can't go to a hotel because who's going to take care of them at a hotel? And they can't go to a shelter because they have some type of a disability that requires assistance from someone else.
Josh Hodges of the National Council on Aging applauds sanctuaries like the one Kutz is launching.
Certain areas are exploring it because really, like any other types of abuse, people need a place to go that they can be safe and start to deal with the realities of what it was like to be abused.
Melissa Smith oversees the state agency that investigates elder abuse reports, 3,200 last year alone. Most are for financial exploitation, but there's physical harm and abandonment too. Smith supports Kutz's efforts.
We're certainly intrigued by the idea and hopeful for what it will bring to Delawareans. We have needed to make use of emergency placement across time. However, this would be a new option that could be available in the future.
Delaware has a hotline to report elder abuse. The number is 888-277-4302. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.